On Pentecost Sunday, NPR's Richard Knox attended services at All Saints Episcopal Church in Brookline, Massachusetts. His reflections on the multilingual dramatization of the Pentecost story drew a mix of reactions from our listeners. Martha Davenport of Seattle, Washington writes, "Thank you so much for including the essay about Pentecost and the excerpts from the church service, the beautifully expressed hope that we may someday understand the many tongues with which we speak helped lighten the darkness of the latest warnings of new terror." On the other coast, Bernard Greenberg of Boston writes, "How thoroughly condescending of Richard Knox to characterize not only the Israeli-Palestinian conflict but the war on terrorism as new depths of mutual misunderstanding. Does he really think that if each side understood the other's value system or culture better, there'd be no more conflict? That seems tantamount to a claim that if the terrorists really understood our values, they'd chuck their own for them or vice versa. No, differing cultural and religious values are not misunderstandings. They are an inescapable part of the human condition." In California, NPR's John McChesney's report on state legislation banning the use of Native American names as mascots drew several critical letters, including this one from Chris Woodbury of Durham, North Carolina. "What concerned me wasn't the mascot names," Woodbury writes. "The Cherokee father in the story objected to a banner saying, 'Slaughter the Indians.' He's focused on Indians, but the real problem was its verb. How is it that no one recognized that slaughter is inappropriate when talking about defeating a rival football team? Maybe the California legislators should focus on the more fundamental problem, the level of violent imagery and thinking as represented in the banner, and what to do about that." And finally, our conversation with Jim Ertner, who won the punniest of show through a clap-off at the O. Henry Pun-Off World Championships in Austin, Texas. He drew this bit of word-twisting wit from listener Michael Zarnowski, and don't say we didn't warn you. Mr. Ertner deserved the dose of the clap he received in Austin. That piece was punishment and a crime. I enjoyed it. Thanks. Tell us what you think of our show, punny or not. Write to us at watc@npr.org. And be sure to tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.